Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَائِهِنَّ أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which appears thereof, and to draw their head covers over their chests, and not display their adornment, except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers, their brothers' sons, their sisters' sons, their women, that which their right hands possess, or those male attendants having no physical desire, or children who are not yet aware of the private aspects of women. And let them not stamp their feet to make known what they conceal of their adornment. And turn to Allah in repentance, all of you, O believers, that you might succeed.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we said that putting these last two verses together, I mean the 30th and 31st one, we see actually that in the previous verse, we had the phrase ذَلِكَ أَذْكَى لَهُمْ, that is purer for them. And also in this verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may reach successfulness. We said that based on these two phrases, we can understand
that philosophy of veil is for both men and women, and it is not something hidden and invisible. Because women's nakedness naturally causes different consequences. It causes especially young men to be in this state of continual temptation, and all the psychotherapists believe that continual excitement is a cause of different kinds of illnesses. We must especially pay attention to this fact that sexual instinct is man's most powerful, and actually, I assume we can say the deepest instinct, and it is in the course of history shown that there are different seeds of fatal events put into this kind of aspect. And so it is said, no important event there is save a woman plays a role in it. This sentence is for showing this aspect of women mostly, because they are the ones who can tempt men to do anything, any kind of right and wrong things. It is not playing with dynamite to stare this instinct through showing naked women. Is it a rational job? This is not what Islam wants. Islam wants Muslim men and women to have a calm psyche and sound nerve. Islam wants all the people to have pure eye and ear. This is one important philosophy of veil and covering. Dear listeners, when we look at the society around us, when we look at the people around us, we actually see that there are some things happening outside. The documented figures show that divorce and separation that we all see in our society, in different societies actually, in spousal relationships have constantly increased with the increase of nakedness in the world. Because whatever eye sees, heart often desires it. And whatever heart that is unrestrained, low desire wants, man pursues it. And man have proved that they, when they want to reach something, they will not stop. They will pursue it at any price it may be. And so every day, man is after one woman and says goodbye to another one. In a community that vile exits and other Islamic conditions are observed, two spouses belong to each other and their sentiments, love, and feelings are limited to each other. However, in the open market of nakedness of this world, of this these kinds of societies in modern world that we see, in which women have been practically turned into common products, at least at the level of non-sexual intercourse, scaredness of marriage contract is no longer meaningful. Families will be quickly and easily destroyed, like a spider web. Children will be without guardians. And this is the result of these kinds of psychologies, these kinds of philosophies that some people believe in. We do not say that the main factor of indecency and illegitimate children is only unveiling, and we do not actually believe that. But what we want to say is that one of its most influential factors is this unveiling and nakedness. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.